Good morning and welcome to this guided meditation. It's a beautiful experience to connect with God just as we need to from where we are. And it's an exercise of the imagination, and I like to invite people to make it your own. If I say something, feel free to correct it and let it roll with your imagination as you're going. It's your experience. It's on your terms, and it's a way to have a conversation with God or to experience God in a new way. So make it your own. And there's sort of a rule of gracious imagining here. And that is that we set self-judgment aside. Your feelings are what you need to feel. They're not good or bad. They teach us something about ourselves. So just no self-judgment. That just doesn't have a place here. And we'll begin with some music and centering. So I invite you to center yourself, be in a comfortable place. It's good to place both feet on the floor if you are sitting so that you feel grounded, and try to evenly distribute your weight. Feel the support beneath you, where you are connected with the chair, with the ground, whatever is supporting you. And as you sit up tall, be able to breathe deeply and open your chest cavity, your center. We'll be breathing from basically your stomach area, and feel that expand with each breath. So we begin by deepening and slowing our breath. Breathe deep from your abdomen. Pay attention to your breath. In and out. Breathing in the Holy Spirit and out all worries and concern. In with the Spirit and out with any heaviness, distraction that keeps you from being fully present to your breath. So in your mind's eye, I want you to picture yourself in a kitchen where someone is preparing you a meal. It's a kitchen that you know and love. Actually, it doesn't even have to be a kitchen. It could be a campfire, someplace memorable and safe where you've had a meal cooked for you or you've cooked. Take a minute and choose that place. Picture the countertops, the cabinets, your outdoors, what's around the campfire. look around and see the table that you'll be eating at. Go ahead and have a seat there. Notice the chairs. Are there pads on them? Be in this place. What are the sights and the sounds and the smells around you? Still breathing deeply, listening to your breath. How old are you in this setting today? What age are you at that table? And how have you dressed for this meal? Two place settings are set. What are the dishes? Picture them. The flatware. Jesus himself is busy preparing you a meal. He fairly dances from cupboard to pan to measuring cups. Sit at the table there for a minute, experiencing him cooking for you. How do you feel? What time of day is it? Is he cooking you breakfast, lunch, dinner? You expect that Jesus is cooking up your favorite. What would that be? Dinner's ready, and he places the dish that he's been preparing in front of you. And it surprises you. Something surprises you about it. What is it? It's not exactly as you thought. He notices your face and says, "Oh, you seem surprised." What do you say to them, to him? Can you be honest with him? He says, I hope I haven't disappointed you. You seem so surprised. But really what I thought you needed was this. He looks down and shakes his head, and with a air of sadness, half under his breath, he says, sometimes people think that I should be a short order cook, but that's not who I am. Says to you, I'd love to make you this because I know you love it, but what would he have prepared for you and why doesn't he? As you taste what he has cooked for you, it's surprisingly good. What's good about it? He sits beside you at the table and eats the same meal. What meaning does this hold for you? Take some time to be with Jesus, to eat with Jesus. You offer to cook Jesus dessert. Ask him what he would like. He says, really, whatever you want to cook for me. What would you prepare for him? It takes a good long while, and you enjoy each other's company. And as you serve the dessert to him, sitting down beside him, he takes a taste. Looking into your eyes, what does he say to you? What do you know about yourself here and about Jesus that you didn't know before? Jesus turns to you and says, "What a great meal. I feel so satisfied." How do you feel? He asked if he could cook for you again, and what do you say? Holy Jesus, risen Jesus, thank you for being so down to earth and present with us. Thank you for the menu you choose to prepare for us. Feed us until we want no more. Amen.